Welcome to another 50 Shades of Success. I'm your host, Bronze Cooley, and I'm going to say in the beginning here that I'm fighting a cold and been fighting this cold for a week now. I've tried to find a good day that I could do this podcast, but it doesn't look like it's going to come before Monday, so I want to make sure I get this done. I'd rather have my weird allergy stuff going on here, or this cold thing, whatever it happens to be. I'd rather have that than no podcast. So I apologize in advance for that. And I want to get into this with you knowing that this is a personal experience. This isn't something that is just been researched well, because it's not something that can be really researched well. Because each person is going to be different in how this affects them. We're talking today about the expectations as an online personality, and more specifically, the people that you're going to deal with when you're online, whether you're a business or a YouTube personality or a Twitch personality. I'm really stuck on this YouTube because that's where I'm at, so I apologize. You have an optimism. Everybody that starts and everybody that continues has an optimism in what they're doing. You should, because optimism should outweigh the caveats that you're going to experience. I want to talk about some of the people that you're going to encounter online. The first type of people I will consider freaks. Maybe there's a better term I could use there, but today I'm using freaks. These are the people who spend their time looking for your personal information, usually not for a gain, but more so of gotcha. I personally experienced this in the very beginning of my streaming career. I had a lady who was able to identify my phone number. Now, my presence online is pretty well public. But the fact somebody that took my channel, went through my videos, was able to identify who I was, and link it up to a phone number, was pretty weird. And it still kind of gives me chills a little bit, because I don't know how deep this could actually go. But I went ahead and banned this person. I didn't confirm if it was my number, but a little secret. It was my number. Now, that doesn't stop them from continuing to watch. That doesn't stop them from commenting, because they're going to create another channel if they're really set on trying to get you, kind of thing. Another type of people that you're going to encounter are trolls. And whether you're an online personality built on a particular type of character, or if you're trying to be just yourself, in either way, you're still playing a character online. You're not going to tell your whole life story online. Or maybe you are. But in general, people don't. And so you have this character that you are playing, and you're going to have these people who are going to come along, and they're going to try to break that character. They find fun in it. They have nothing else to do. And they're going to continue to sit there until you've broken character or you've blocked them. Super fans are another type of people that you're going to encounter, but these are the good ones. Super fans are the ones that have found you, and they are encouraged by your behavior. They're there every time you stream. They're there when you upload content. They're there when you upload a new product. They're coming, they're sharing, they're liking. This is a good thing. But know that, be careful in building that relationship with those people. Because in the beginning, you're going to have a concurrent 2 or 3 people watching, and eventually it'll grow to 10 to 15. Then it will grow to another 20 or 30 concurrent viewership. Try not to get them lost, or try not to set them up with the expectation that you're going to reach out to them every time they show up, because their comments are going to get lost in the flood of other comments. And if you're not there and they have the expectation that you're going to say, hey, thanks for coming out, da 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 da, and it changes to, hi, thanks for being here, and then you continue on and you're not giving them that same expectation of what they had before, you could lose those super fans. You don't want to lose those super fans. Because if everything happens to go down for whatever reason, and you try to bring it back up, they're going to be there again. You also need to watch out. You need to watch out for spammers. These people will try to utilize your content, whether it's a product upload, whether it's a video upload. They're going to try to utilize your content, get people to come and view their content. They're going to say, hey, you like this? You're going to like this. Or, you like watching this? I got better. And they slip through sometimes through the algorithms of YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook or wherever. You just got to watch it. Givers is an interesting group of people. So far, the people that I've encountered that I would categorize as givers don't necessarily want anything in return, as far as I can tell. I haven't had anybody say, hey, you know all those times that I gave you X, blah, 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 in these games or whatever it may be? I've never had them come back and say, hey, you owe me a favor. And I try to make it clear with anybody that's wanting to do a trade online or a review of some kind that they're not expecting anything in return. And so far, I have not encountered somebody who said, hey, I did all this, you owe me this. You're also going to encounter celebrities and well-known personality online. Acknowledge them, but don't overdo it. Don't smother them. Because when you get to that point, when you become that well-known online personality, you're going to understand why I say don't smother them. Don't get overly excited by them, because they know you're a YouTuber. They love your content. They like your content. And they're there. Don't discourage them from coming. Don't overdo it. They expect, because you are an online personality, that you know the struggles with dealing with fans, dealing with everybody that I had just mentioned before. So don't overdo it. Enjoy their company. Encourage them to subscribe. Encourage them to maybe do a collab later or whatever it may be. But don't overdo it. So this stream has been, this podcast has been short and sweet, because it really just nails the people that you're going to encounter. And I want to end this with thank you for subscribing. Thank you for listening this far. And if you found it valuable, share it with your friends. You might be surprised how many people you know that have been toying the idea of being an online personality or toying the idea of doing a podcast. And this might encourage them to do a collab with you or go in with you on it. Or maybe you guys can bounce ideas off of each other. But it starts with sharing this podcast. I want you also know that the name may change, but the podcast will not change. I don't want the name to set up the wrong expectations. I want this to be my personal take on how I ventured into this online personality thing and how I can help you along. But I don't want somebody to come out here thinking that I'm going to make them millionaires. But everything that I'm talking about will set you up for success. And that's the main point here. Set you up with success. Let you know that it is difficult in the beginning, but there is a reward at the end. And with that, I thank you, and we'll see you next week.